Okay, so everybody saw the email. Is that why we have such a nice crowd? So I'll probably lose another couple members. Probably the most controversial thing I've ever stated in shul that did lose us members. Maybe even some people sitting here left the shul because of it, officially, is when I've stated many times that if a person understands something with his own seichel and feels he's a bar hochi, then he's not supposed to ask anyone else what to do. And the whole system of asking a posek or asking anybody what to do is a bidyeved. The chatchili is supposed to figure things out for yourself. But bidyeved, you're supposed to, if you can't, if you're not a bar hochi, if you don't feel capable, or if you don't know, which happens, shalom aleichem. Hi. Were you away? Oh, I thought you left the shul, but you saw that email, you had to come. I said it by Gush Katif, and I said it many times, and I'll say it whenever I want to, whenever the shul gets too crowded and we have to lose a couple of members, I'll say it again. Where did this come from? Did Milinowitz make it up? No. Milinowitz got it from the Chavis Halvavis that we're about to learn now. Because the Chavis Halvavis says so quite emphatically, as we will now learn. Page Yud. The Yisbar Zem Mishnei Ponim. That he just told the Talmud Chacham, that you're not supposed to accept things by tradition, but you're supposed to figure them out for yourself with rational thought. You're not supposed to just accept. You're supposed to accept it, you know, you're not supposed to do averis, but you're mechuyev to explore with your rational faculties and your seichel the ideas of Hashem existing and what Hashem does and how Hashem runs the world and Achdus Hashem and all those things. You're not just supposed to accept them. You have to accept them, but you're not supposed to be satisfied with that. You have to then explore it yourself and ask questions. Yes, yes, yes. The Chavis Halvavis holds you have to ask questions and give answers. That's what you're supposed to do. Now he's saying, Pelad Dikazach. Devar HaKosuk, it's a beferish apostle. I'm going to tell you a posuk. It says in the posuk, Ti poli mimcha dover la mishpat, ubosol ha-kohanim, v'yosisal pi ha-dover she-yagidu l'cha. Right, pasuk. If you don't know, yeah, you don't know what to do, so you go ask. Ask the Sanhedrin, ask the Rabbonim, ask the Poskim, ask the Torah. Says the Chavis Halvavis. Interesting thing. If you look at the list of things that the pasuk talks about, ki poli mimcha dover bein dam ladam bein din ladin ubeinega lo nega. He says, interesting. Timtzeim, you will find sheelos hatzrichos chiluk. The pasuk is talking about things that by their nature you would not be able to figure out with your seichel. By your nature you have it to Kabbalah. Bein dam ladam, bein din ladin, ayin shaman rashi, and bein nega lo nega. By nature, you're like, you don't know, you have the Kabbalah from Moshe Sinai. So a suffix was nisorer, so you have to ask the people who are in the shalshalos ha-Kabbalah. Hin charoa, but look, the Torah does not talk about anything that an intelligent person who's a bar hochi. We're not talking about amaratzim. We're not talking about people with krum or kep, and we're not talking about people who are full of negiyas. Now, I agree. That leaves nobody else in the world. I agree. But we're talking conceptually. Conceptually, the culture where lechatchila you're supposed to ask someone is a false culture. It's a false culture. Lechatchila you're supposed to, Hashem wants you to figure things out for yourself. If you can't, and most of us can't, perhaps even the overwhelming majority of us can't, then you ask a shaila. But if something's clear, and you feel you're a bar hochi, should we throw 10,000 Jews out of Gush Katif? You know, you're not supposed to go ask a shaila, well, what does this one say and what does that one say? You're supposed to say, well, of course not. That's what the Chavis Halvavis says. Lefi Shalom, the Pasuk says, in this tapakta binyan hayichud, if you don't know if Hashem's echad, or how Hashem's echad, uvishmos habore, uta'orov, Hashem's rachum, v'chanon, what does that mean? Uvi yisod mi yisodos hados, how you have to do avodas Hashem, how you have to have bitochon, v'kniel lefonov, right? These are all things that the Chavis Halvavis, the Sefer, is made up of. The Yichud HaMaisim Lishmo, how to do things with Yichud HaMaisa, or Kniya, or Bitochon, Ubir HaMaisim HaTovim, Ipagoim HaMatsidim Oslam, how to purge tamei dika elements from even our mitzvahs, because our mitzvahs are very hard to get them to be pure. They always have shalol lishma, we want kavod, and we do it because it's convenient, we do it because other people are watching us. They're always messed in with other things. So finally, tshuva, how do you do tshuva? How do you have yiras Hashem, avod Hashem, busha, cheshbon hanefesh? He just gave you the table of contents for the whole sefer. V'chol ha'doim alazeh mimeshe yusag b'havchana u'v'seichel, something that a person should be perfectly capable of sitting down and learning and studying and figuring out for himself. Gebaya chavis halvavis, and learn it, right? Shetismoch v'hem, that you should go and rely al zikne chachme hados, on the Sanhedrin, on the Rabbonim, v'tishoyin al masoros kabbalosim b'levad, and just rely on what they tell you to do. No, the Pasuk never said such a thing, like the Chayvus Halvadas. Ella Omar, the Pasuk would say, Pineel Tvunoscha, use your Seichel. Hashem gave you Seichel. Use it. Who used to say that? Bob Grant, I think, used to say that. Hashem gave you, I think, use it. Hashem gave you a mind, use it. Shetismuch b'malzik v'tishon, v'ishtamish b'sich l'cha b'chal adayim l'zeh, after you accept it, mitzara kabbalah, because certainly a child grows up, he's not mature enough, and he's already bar mitzvah, so certainly there are things that he has to accept because of, it's in the shalshelus kabbalah. But afterwards, the ishtamish b'sich l'cha b'chol hadoyim l'zeh, achar, after you ishtamar alayim mitzara kabbalah, hakolelus all of this, b'chakar alayim b'sich l'cha, then go figure it out. Achi is borlocho hanochom v'yiftal habotel. K'maymer hashliach, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says: v'yodata ayom v'ashevose elavavecha ki Hashem hu alokim b'shemayim imal v'loch mitzachas einot. V'chachu adover b'chol masha amitzuso. Anything whose truth, that the truth of it is niseges basechel, that's how you have to go. That's how you have to develop it with your seichel. Of course, if you're capable. If you're not capable, meretnish. He talks about chalushei hadas and noshim and tanim and naorim that are not capable. But the ideal, what Hashem wants everybody to be their own posek. Hashem wants everybody to know what to do. And the system of asking a shaila is a b'dievet system inherently. It could be by now it's a b'dievet system that, of course, it's totally necessary for 98% of the population. But to go say that Yiddishkeit demands that we ask a shayla is false. That's what we're learning in the Chavis HaLavas today. Yiddishkeit demands that we ask a shayla if you don't know. Oh, sure, you have to ask if you don't know. But what Yiddishkeit demands of the Chavis HaLavas is that you struggle the ideal, what's supposed to happen, if you're supposed to figure things out for yourself. Okay. Oh, early.